Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There was no use talking, there was nothing to say. When the band began to play, and we danced.
That's the Hooters bringing us back to 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We have a great visit with our good friend Kirk Chaffetz. KirkChaffetz.com is the website, folks. Please go there and check it out. I promise you, you'll thank me later. KirkChaffetz is the name, .com. Please check it out. Whatever Kirk's writing, you want to know about it. I want to know it, even if I disagree with it. Kirk, thanks again for being here, which I sometimes do, but not often. Kirk, we're talking, folks, about the disruptions that are going on right now, the real live things that are happening, even as we speak, at the speed of light and the speed of money. Amazon is about to take over Whole Foods. It isn't done yet. It's not a fait accompli yet. But Kirk, I want to stick something in here quickly. You brought up something earlier about the government getting involved and preventing these massive, I'm calling them data miners, Google and Facebook and Amazon, preventing them from taking over Main Street and becoming even more of a monopoly, in order to save Main Street, so to speak. And the term that I couldn't remember earlier is called moral hazard.
Right. And there's a lot of that going around these days.
Well, the Fed has had moral hazard. All the things that the Fed did over the last 10 years, been a lot of moral hazard. How much does the government get involved? It's a frightening thing. But Kirk, one of the things I want you to speak to here as we wrap up, I want to speak to small business owners, because I believe, maybe I'm romantic, you know how naive I can be sometimes, but I believe in small business. I do believe that the technology is there. I believe there is an intangible high-touch desire out there. There always will be, as long as we're analog humans. I believe that if small business owners will fight for their ground, they can, even with just a little bit of help from the government maybe, they can defend the Main Street. I don't know how long they can. I think they can. But Kirk, right now, what I see out there on Main Street, I don't see a lot of small businesses fighting for their turf.
I don't either. And what I especially don't see is I don't see small businesses paying proper attention to the technological trends that could potentially be most useful to them.
Or making sure that every element of high touch, which is their domain, they own that. That is their monopoly. Every element of the high touch potential is being delivered. They're not doing that either.
Well, I agree with that, but I also have to say that technology is now beginning to infringe on high touch. It's beginning to become a part of high touch. If I walk into a small grocery store and the line is too long, I walk out.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon is going to be specializing in its brick-and-mortar stores in electronic checkout. There are no lines.
Mm-hmm.
Lines are going to be a thing of the past.
Mm-hmm.
If I walk into a small business and I can't get a question answered because there's only 3 employees and everybody's busy, I walk out. Amazon is going to use this chat technology in place in brick and mortar to make sure you can, ask the air or your smartphone or a kiosk or anything, mm-hmm. where do I find this, what about that, how fresh is that? This is going to, first of all, lower their expenses enormously. It's going to add another real problem coming on there.
Right. Did we lose Kirk? Are you there, Kirk? I think we may have lost him a little bit there. We'll see if we can get him back, folks. This is fascinating stuff, and this kind of technology that's being amassed and leveraged by Amazon. And as they roll this, Kirk, are you there?
I am.
There you go.
I'm
sorry.
I was actually here all the time.
We lost you. Somehow we lost you. Or I lost you or something. But keep going. Finish up. We got about 30 seconds.
The final thought here is that all of this is really about exactly what small business is good at. And that's why I think small business has to get better and adopt these technologies. It's about a frictionless commercial experience. Mm-hmm. Getting what you want when you want it, not standing in line, not waiting to have your question answered, not finding a
car. How much of a window do we have? 5 years?
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe 5 years. Wow.
But unless you get started now and understand this stuff, my concern is if I walk into the average small business now,
right,
I say chatbot technology, everybody looks at me like I'm out of my mind.
Hey, Kurt, I got to wrap it up. Thank you for being a prophet. Thank you for being here. Kurt Chaffetz, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.